You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis is urging governments to find a political solution to the war in Syria. In a video message released on Tuesday in support of a new Caritas Internationalis campaign, the Pope reiterates his belief that there is no military solution for Syria, only a political one. The international community must therefore support peace talks towards the building of a national unity government, he says. And the Pope invites all those who are involved in peace talks to take these agreements seriously and to commit to facilitating access to humanitarian aid. He also points out that while the people suffer, an incredible amount of money is being spent on giving fighters weapons. Some of the countries, he says, providing these arms are also those talking of peace. Caritas, the Catholic Church's global network of humanitarian agencies, provides food, healthcare, basic needs, education, shelter, counseling, protection, and livelihoods in Syria and to refugees in host countries. National Caritas organizations reached 1.3 million people last year alone. Caritas Internationalis Secretary General Michel Roy told me that Caritas is launching a new website to support the campaign, and it is urging people across the globe to take action.
Caritas Internationalis is launching, or is reinforcing, in fact, its campaign for peace in Syria. Our Syrian colleagues and all of the Middle Eastern colleagues have been asking with a louder and louder voice that we do something to help them get out of that war which is imposed upon them. So we've decided to move ahead with three requests, which are public ones and which will become louder from this week. The first one is to pray for an end to this war in Syria, because we do believe that in the situation we are facing now, prayer does have a role to play. Second is that we challenge our respective governments, and this campaign is a worldwide campaign, so we believe that every government in the world has to engage in some way. They cannot remain indifferent to what is going on. We cannot leave it just to the main powers, the EU, Russia, the States. Everyone has something to do. And those, especially who are sitting in the Security Council, but not only. So we're asking all our members to reach out to their members of parliament and to their ministers of foreign affairs, to their heads of state or of government, to mobilize them so that they will do something. What we want is that the ceasefire is maintained and is extended to other areas in Syria. Right now, our colleagues in Syria say that this ceasefire, when it is effective, does bring a lot of relief for the people, and to engage more and more into political discussions. Whoever in Syria has to be at the table, has to be at the table, and the supporting powers, the external ones, just have to facilitate and make sure that everyone sits at the table and that the political solution is found. It should not be imposed from outside. So this is the second aspect, which is moving towards peace through extended ceasefires. And the third one is to increase the humanitarian support that is needed, because so many people are trapped in Syria, displaced, and so many have taken refuge outside, but especially those who are trapped inside do need a lot of support, and the international community is not coming up with enough money for that. So we have to ask, all of us have to ask our respective governments to engage in more humanitarian support. But of course this is so huge, with millions, but between 7 and 8 million people displaced in Syria. It's so huge that really an end to the war has to come. This is exactly what our colleagues of Syria are telling us. When we ask them, what do you need? They say peace, always.
You have the support of Pope Francis.
Yes, so Pope Francis has recorded a video message for Caritas members, but much wider, in fact, to all Christians and to all those who want to engage to come to an end with this war in Syria. And Pope Francis is supporting the initiatives we have proposed and is adding one point which is important, which is that we cannot believe that there is not enough money to support the people who are suffering when so much more money is engaged into arms deals. And he's wondering if the country that supplied the arms can be believed in their efforts for peace, because they are the ones that also talk for peace, but on one side they are selling arms, on the other side they are talking of peace, and Pope Francis is questioning what is their real motivation there.
That was Caritas Internationale's Secretary General Michel Roy.